That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable!
Yay!
I'm working out new intros every week.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what's going to really stick and make it pop, you know? This week, I want to talk about helping people out and being a good Samaritan. And I've got two guys that I know would give the shirt off their back to me because they're very, very nice. You got Nick Adams.
Hi.
And Jose Chavez.
Hello, Trey.
I am not a nice guy. I'm a jerk.
But you're a lovable jerk.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I have tried my best to offset my bad karma. Every once in a while, I'll stop and help someone out.
Okay.
The past two times I've done that, I've really gotten screwed over.
How so?
So, first one happened to me about 8 months ago. I stopped to help a lady whose tire had gone flat. She did not seem to know what she was doing. She was off on the service road on the highway. So, pull over, get out. I'm like, oh, do you need any help? Oh, yeah, of course. That would be so great. Thank you so much. And loosen the lug nuts, get her car up on the jack, and go, okay, cool. Where's your spare? She goes, I don't have a spare. Oh, my gosh.
She didn't have a spare.
She didn't have a spare, but she had the tools to get her car up on the jack. So, she noticed that we both had 5 lug nuts.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, is there any way I could use your spare?
Mm.
At this point, I'm already invested. Mm. What am I supposed to do? Just drive off on her?
And do you give I don't think you give the tire back after you use it.
I let her borrow the spare.
Okay.
Took the spare out of my trunk, put it onto her car, followed her to Discount Tire Company. She got it repaired. I get my tire back, drive home. Next morning. Mm-hmm. 2 nails in my front right tire. I had to go back to...
Oh, that sucks.
I had to go back up to Discount Tire to get them to patch that up. Luckily, it was free, but still an inconvenience. Yeah. And the second story happened...
Well, that didn't really screw you up that you helped her. That was just your karma caught up to you from something else, probably.
So that was old bad karma that I couldn't get rid of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was from making fun of someone's kid or something.
If you wouldn't have helped that lady out, I think... God would have probably flipped your car or something.
Would have been much worse.
Yeah, so he just hooked you up with the nails.
Now, the second story happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I was trying to help this lady who looked like she didn't know what she was doing with her gas can. She had a gas can out at my apartment complex, and I was like, oh, I should go and help her out. She didn't know how to get the cap off and like put the little spigot in there, and then she didn't know how to get it into her car, like into the gas filler-upper.
The gas tank?
Yeah. The gas tank. That's a great way to put it.
JC, that was nice of you to help him out. He didn't know what he was saying.
That we were here to help.
And so...
It's funny because Trey makes fun of me all the time during the show for not speaking correctly.
English is a second language.
That's true.
Okay, so I go over there. I'm like, hey, can I help you in any way? She's like, oh, that'd be so great. I don't know what I'm doing. And I ran out of gas. So I start filling up her car in my apartment complex. And sitting there talking to her about her life story. Turns out she's an artist. She used to be a computer scientist and decided to give that up. Anyway, it was a 15-gallon.
15-gallon? The big boy one?
Yeah. And
that's
so I'm
huge.
I'm thinking, I was like, this weighs quite a bit. How did you get this back here? And she goes, oh, no, I've had it in my closet. I've just
Oh, no.
So I'm assuming she's like a doomsday prepper.
Yeah.
Who just keeps gas in their closet.
Well, the thing with you, which I'm sure you're about to get to.
Is, okay, well, then I go, oh, okay, cool. And I finally finish putting it all together. I put the whole...
The spigot thing.
I put everything together in the gas tank. Yeah. And then I push it and let it fill up her gas tank. And so I start holding it. Glug, glug, glug. And it's just moving so slow. The lady doesn't offer to hold the gas tank. Like, at this point, I've gotten all of her problems solved. I'm getting the gas in there. All you got to do is hold it. Anyway, so she just sits there and keeps talking to me about her life. To me about her life. Then I finally get close enough to being done. It's just like, blub, blub, blub. I was like, oh, you want to take over? I think it's pretty much done. She was like, oh, yeah. Thank you so much for helping me out. I only had like 15 miles left on my gas gauge. It said I have 15 miles left. And the place I'm going is like 7 miles away. So I wanted to make sure that I had enough gas to get there and back.
That's incredible.
She still had enough. There's gas stations. There's three gas stations within 2 miles of us.
Yeah, she's not.
That's bad.
So then I'm going to take a little walk around the neighborhood just because it was a nice day out. And I see there's this Mercedes-Benz parked there. It's about a 60-year-old lady. Her little flasher's flashing. Mm. And I go, not today, lady.
No.
I just kept on walking.
Yeah, can't help her today.
Well, here's the problem with the lady with the gas in the closet. God knows how long she had that in there.
Yeah.
Gas goes bad.
It does.
It goes bad after, I believe, 20 days is what I was told.
Really?
Yeah. And you're supposed to put some sort of solution. So if you put the solution in there, it could last a little bit longer, which is what you do with your lawnmower gas. You know how people have the lawnmower gas. You got to put the solution in there so it lasts longer. Otherwise, it'll go bad. So that gas could potentially screw her car up.
Well, she's doing just fine. She cornered me the other day as I was taking out my trash.
Yeah.
She told me that she has an inversion table for sale if anybody needs one.
I was just one of those things where, like, you strap your feet to it and hang upside down?
Yeah.
Oh, I want one of those.
I kind
of
want one, too, but I'm not buying it from this lady.
How much was it?
It kind of seems like only kinky people have one of those things.
Really? Know? Yeah. It's always my weird friends.
I bet it's someone that's into some weird stuff.
Yeah. Right?
But it's just, it's like a workout thing.
I've got an inversion table and a can of gasoline in the closet. Let's do something, Troy.
They're either freaks or they got scoliosis. There's one of the two.
So I was wondering if you guys are pro helping people out. Side of the road. At a gas station, you see a soldier wearing his uniform. Maybe you buy him something. Are you guys into helping people out?
I'm into buying soldiers meals. I'll do that. And you know what's cool about that is that every time I've tried to buy a soldier a meal and they're wearing their uniform, the waitress will come back and she's like, yeah, get in line because there's like six other people that are trying to buy. Yeah, it's happened quite a bit. You got to get in there first.
That's really good.
Yeah, so now it's like a rush of people that go and buy them. Now I know you got to get up first.
I kind of go in spurts. Sometimes I'm like, man, I'm going to... There's been times where I've had a few treats in my glove box that, oh, whenever I see a homeless person, I'll give them these crackers.
Yeah.
I'll give them this, whatever, Twinkie or something that I have there, just or a bottle of water. And then sometimes I just think, I kind of want to eat this Twinkie myself. I'm not going to give it to this guy.
I did have this at my old apartment complex. We did have a homeless guy that would sit outside on the side of the store. And I would walk out and I'd see him all the time. So one day, because I used to go buy my beef jerky quite a bit, I was like, I'm going to get my dude a bag of chips. Because he looked like he was hungry. And I felt like being a nice person. So I bought him some Doritos and a soda. And I walked outside and I handed it to him. And he looked at me with disgust on his face and said, I don't want chips and a soda. Go get me a beer.
Oh.
I was like, dude, I'm trying to do something nice for you. You look hungry and thirsty, so I bought you a soda and some chips. And he literally turned it away because he wanted beer instead. So that's the last time I attempted to buy somebody that.
What a jerk. That's happened to me twice.
Has it?
I was sitting next to a homeless guy at McDonald's. He had a cup and he was counting change out, I would assume, to buy something. And me and my brother were there, and we just split some fries. So I had an extra thing of fries, and I said, here you go, man, you can have my fries.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, thanks, I don't like fries. And that's fine if you want to be picky, I guess, but when you're beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly.
It's like, dude, just take it, eat a few fries. And then the other day, I had a bag of nuts in my car, because sometimes I leave them in there or whatever, and a homeless guy, he didn't want them. He was definitely... on something when I rolled the window down to give it to
on
him.
On the drugs or something?
But he was just appalled that I would give him a bag of trail mix. That stuff's not cheap,
no,
by the way.
No, you got to get some Mad Dog 4040.
See, when I help somebody, I try to put myself in their position.
Sure.
I envision what I would want. And with the homeless people, I figure I would take anything. Mm-hmm. I would literally take anything somebody handed me.
Maybe I don't like Diet Coke, but I'll drink it if you give it
to
me.
Yeah, at least try it.
I had the idea for a YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's called 40s for the Homeless.
Okay.
So around Christmas time, I'll go take a case of 40s and just pass them out to the homeless camp. But then I figured I'd get shanked, right?
No, they'd probably love you. You'd be like Santa Claus.
Exactly. People would love it. Then I came up with another idea just last night, and I don't think it was as classy. It's Handies for the Homeless.
Wow.
You would do that for them?
Wait, hold on. I don't get it. What is it?
You see, when a man...
Sometimes when you're homeless,
doesn't
Nick,
have,
yeah,
it's tough to get a lady. You know what I mean?
Are there not homeless ladies?
There are, but I'm sure they probably would also rather not get it on with.
STDs are rampant.
I would assume so.
So Trey is willing to put himself out there.
Get some latex gloves.
Oh, you're putting
gloves?
Yourself out
yeah,
there for
get
this?
Get some latex gloves.
You are a giver, Trey.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't think this video could go up on YouTube,
man,
though.
I want to be at your house when you're coming up with these stories.
I picture Trey, because Trey, spoiler alert, sits in his house naked all day.
All day.
So I don't know if your audience knows that about you yet, Trey.
No, I mean,
hope I didn't bust you.
It's open knowledge. I don't share it every time, okay, but whatever.
Well, what I picture is Trey sitting around his apartment by himself,
yeah,
because his girlfriend's at work during the day like a normal person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So Trey's sitting on his futon with a sheet over it, and he just thinks to himself silently, and he jumps up, and he tries to find his phone to type in a funny idea. That's what I think. And he paces around and says, this is great. This is hilarious.
It is. And then I try to write a tweet about it. But then I'm like, it's not 140 characters. And whenever I try to consolidate things to 140 characters, it's no longer funny.
Yeah, no, it's not it takes funny. It away.
Takes all of it away. Now, I will say a good person is my girlfriend, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly because I'm her charity work for sure. I don't have a futon anymore, by the way.
What do you have now? A real couch?
I have a real couch because my sister was selling couch. She works in an apartment complex, and somebody had moved out, didn't want the couch anymore, so she sold it for like super cheap. And I was like, I don't even care to go over there and get it. Kara was like, you're an idiot, you have this stupid fuzzy little futon, you need to go and get it. So I am her charity case. Mm-hmm. And she just forces me to be better. Yeah.
She loved you before you even had a couch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a girl thing, because my wife is super kind too, and she's trying to pass it on to our kids. So she got our kids signed up with Meals on Wheels.
That's good.
They love it.
Go so, meet some old people and stuff.
Yeah. Kaysen would get so excited, and he would knock on their door, and he would go, Meals on Wheels, we have your food. And that's his like favorite thing to do now. But unfortunately, we had to let them know that Meals on Wheels has been canceled.
Really?
Oh.
Our government is no longer going to be funding. So we told them that, and they cried.
Oh.
So we are now currently looking for something else for the kids to do where they can hand food out to people that need it.
Well, hey, Big Al, every Monday, he goes and feeds the homeless.
He does.
Which is nice.
He does.
I wanted to have Big Al on here because he is like the nicest, most giving guy, but he leaves like the second we're done, so I can't even get a hold of him.
He is very giving, but he'll also take some.
I've got a couple of scenarios for you. Let's see if you want to join in on helping these people out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you see, you see an overturned wheelchair, no car in sight.
Mm-hmm.
It's an overturned wheelchair. I'm very skeptical, by the way. Overturned wheelchair in the median, and there's a guy like sitting, like up against the little median.
He's not
concrete.
Trapped under the wheelchair.
No,
he's sitting though.
He's gotten out.
He's like 2 or 3 feet away from the wheelchair, and he's kind of like waving, trying to see if he can get somebody to help him out. Would you stop to help that guy out?
Yes,
you would.
What time of day is it?
It's 3 p.m.
Okay, so there's not going to be much traffic.
No.
Right.
Maybe I'd stop.
I put my hazards on, turn my car off, just in case it's one of those bait and switch where they jump in and steal your car.
Keep those keys in your pocket.
Keep the keys in my pocket, turn it off, turn the hazards on, and I would go help them. Because you know what? I always think we're going to be on that What Would You Do TV show.
I think the same thing sometimes.
I don't want to be the guy that drives by and be on TV, and they'll be like, JC's such a punk.
I have a brand to keep up, all right? And my brand is being a jerk, so I would just flip that person off and keep on walking.
Trey wouldn't. He's not going to stop at just not helping him.
No way.
He's going to make sure they know I'm not helping you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up and go, oh, look, free wheelchair.
Trey would steal his wheelchair. And roll down the hill on it.
All right, so you're at the gas station, and you get somebody coming up with nothing.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Continue.
Didn't you have a good story about somebody coming up to you? Did you pretend to be deaf, or was that Al?
I think Al pretended to be deaf.
One of the guy, a guy did come up to me at a gas station, hey, can I talk to you for a second, guy? And I did end up going in and getting him some food.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I don't have a big problem of giving maybe a homeless person or someone asking for food.
Yeah.
I'll go into the convenience store and get you something. But if you're going to ask me for money, I don't really know if you need money for gas. I don't really know if you're buying this for food. I'd rather get you a loaf of bread instead of trusting you to buy a loaf of bread. I hope that doesn't make me a bad person.
No, it doesn't. I have I had that one time where I had a guy come up to me at the gas station and he needed gas. And he said, can you help me with the gas? So he had the gas can. I knew it was gas. So I, sure. So I gave him a couple bucks. It was one of those, like, it was a smaller can. Yeah. So probably just to get him at the gas station. And then he looked at me and he goes, hey, could you give me a ride to my car? And that's where in my head I thought, okay, now it's getting sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah. Letting someone in your car.
Yeah. So I have the little devil on my shoulder saying, nah, bro, don't do it. But then I got the little angel on my shoulder that says, how far could his car be? Yeah. He had to walk to come get this gas. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be like a mile or two away at the most. So little angel won. And I said, yeah, man, get in my car. So I let this random stranger who smelled a little like BO, like he had not like really bathed in a while.
And gas.
And gas. And he had this gas can and it's sitting on his lap the whole time. And as soon as we get in and we start driving, I'm like, so where's your car? And he goes, well, I don't really know the area.
Okay. Oh, no.
And that's when I got scared.
Okay.
No dead end
street. No dead end street. I didn't have my phone on me because I literally had just gone to the gas station from the gym just to get it. Because I hate going in the morning. I'd rather go at night. It was probably 7 o'clock at night. And so I'm driving with this guy and I was like, well, do you remember like where you walked? And he goes, I remember there was a freeway. I'm like, well, the freeway, there's it's a big freeway. So I'm driving this guy around with gas and I'm thinking to myself, no, this is a plan to burn me alive.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this guy's going to start pouring the gas and torch me. And so we finally get on the freeway, like 5 miles away. He starts saying, this looks familiar. We get on the freeway. It was on the tollway. And we start driving down and there's so much rush hour.
Yeah.
Like just crazy amount of rush hour traffic. And I'm like, oh, but 7 o'clock, why is there all these people are stopped and they're looking. And we finally get to where the traffic accident I thought was happening because there's a tow truck. And he goes, that's my car.
Oh, his car.
I'm like, we found it. This idiot had apparently run out of gas. And instead of using the whatever remainder of movement he had left, he goes, I ran out of gas and I just stopped. And he stopped in the middle of the freaking freeway.
The dead center lane?
The dead center lane. He was one away from the slow lane, and then we had the emergency lane. But you know when you run out of gas, you could coast at least to the safety zone.
You have to make an attempt, at least.
This moron said he stopped in the middle of the freeway. That's why there was so much traffic. And so as I'm driving by, he goes, can you stop? And I'm like, I'm not stopping. I'm like, I'll pull up in front of the guy. Mm-hmm. As soon as I say that, the tow truck driver starts pulling the car up on the tow truck and he freaks out, opens my door and jumps out. I'm going probably 10 miles an hour.
Right.
Not very fast, but still he jumped out and all I see is this guy try to stay up, falls down, gas can goes up. I see gas everywhere. And then I was like, do I stop? I was like, nope. I just kept going. I dropped him off by his car.
Did he at least close your door as he jumped out?
No, the door was still open. Sick. So it was one of those where I had to accelerate and it closed a little bit, but the light was still on. So I had to like try to pull and I couldn't. So I just drove home with the light on.
But when that happens, when you do some sort of fancy maneuver to shut the door, you feel really cool.
Oh, you do.
It only happens like once a year.
Yeah.
But when you get it right, oh, it's pretty legit.
It was that one where it was just like kind of close. I had to push. I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I just drove like that. But yeah, that moron.
But you still help people out.
Yeah.
And that is why I think that you and Nick are both better people than me. Oh, the reason that Nick is such a great guy, I didn't even get into it.
Tell me how great I am, Trey.
Nick. I have wanted to be Nick Adams since the day I walked in the door. More than I wanted to be Kid, more than I wanted to be JC, more than I wanted to be Al, anybody. Nick comes in. He is made out of just like, I don't even, what is the stuff that's...
Porcelain?
Porcelain, yes. He has porcelain skin.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. His hair is always perfect.
Always
never
perfect.
Never out of place.
My hair guy, he's trying to make me grow out my baby hairs up front, so I'm a little self-conscious about my hair right now.
Your baby hairs?
Well, because we do the hard part, so he shaves the part down the middle, so it looks really cool.
It does.
And so he kind of shaves some of the little baby, little fuzzy things up front.
Yeah.
So it keeps it nice and straight. But so he's saying, grow those out, and then we won't have to shave them anymore, which that makes sense.
Nick, don't change a thing.
I'm real self-conscious about the hair right now. The back, don't get me started on the back of my hair. That's
what's wrong with the back of your hair?
It got a cowlick.
It's got a whoosh thing.
It does not do anything, so I got to like,
that's
I don't
want
to use hairspray, but then I have to use hairspray, and then I'm never satisfied, so I got to use more hairspray. And then you got to even out the hairspray on the front, too, because you don't want like a solid back. It's just not good. It doesn't work.
He's got that voice. You can hear it right now. He's got that
voice. He does have a great voice.
Those steely blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Looks great in glasses, by the way.
He follows that
really
up.
I wish I didn't have to wear glasses, but I do.
He follows all of the good-looking stuff up with being a perfect human being morally. Mm-hmm. And he just recently got... He just recently got a stem cell injection so that you're growing more and more stem cells to go help a man with leukemia.
Yeah.
And just out of pure kindness, and I wish I could be that kind of person.
Didn't you send in your sample when that girl came in for the bone marrow transplant?
That no. little girl came and asked me if I wanted to put in a sample.
You looked
and
her.
And I took that little thing, and I go, oh, yeah, sure. And I took it, and I threw it in the trash right in front
wow.
of her.
Wow. I bet this was right after he tried to help someone. So he was really bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
So bitter he wouldn't help a little girl.
And then I wheeled away in my free wheelchair. That's debatable. Thank you, guys. Nick, JC, I really appreciate it. Please do keep helping people. I am going to try to keep helping people. I really, really am. I think everyone should every once in a while.
By your next podcast, you have to tell whoever's in here with you the nice thing you did for someone.
Oh, boy. That you know what? Mm-hmm. That is a good idea. Challenge. I think I'll start doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Find out what I do next time. This has been brought to you by, I don't know, Helping Hands or...
Handy for the homeless.
Goodwill or... Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Talk to you again next time or some other time when you guys come on.